Good morning, bonjour à tous. I would like to warmly welcome the Foreign Minister of the Republic of Kazakhstan, Minister Kasym-Zomart Tokayev, and his delegation to this meeting with the North Atlantic Council. As we all remember, at the Istanbul summit, NATO decided to enhance its cooperation with the countries of Central Asia. And we did so because Central Asia is an integral part of the Euro-Atlantic area and a strategically important region. We face common challenges such as terrorism, the proliferation of weapons of mass destruction, regional and ethnic conflicts. Fighting these threats is only possible through broad and deep cooperation. The region is, of course, also extremely important for us in the context of NATO's mission in Afghanistan. Our Central Asian partners, and that very much includes Kazakhstan, provide valuable support for NATO ISAF, and we look forward to further developing our cooperation there. In recent years, Kazakhstan has become a key partner for NATO. Our cooperation encompasses a broad range of areas, such as defense and security sector reform, military interoperability, civil emergency planning, and scientific cooperation. And earlier this year, the Kazakh government decided to engage in an individual partnership action plan with the alliance. This will further enhance our political dialogue and practical cooperation, and implementation of the IPAP will be our common objective for the next couple of years. This is also why we are gathered here today, because we intend to continue our dialogue and cooperation with Kazakhstan. We would also like to express our support for the democratization process in this country as well as in the whole region, which is a key prerequisite for ensuring long-term stability and prosperity. Minister Tokayev and your delegation, a warm welcome once again in the North Atlantic Council. Minister, please take the floor.
Thank you very much. Mr. Secretary General, distinguished ambassadors, today is a very important day for my country. Taking this opportunity, I would like to extend my gratitude to you for the opportunity to address the NATO-Kazakhstan meeting. I consider our gathering as a very timely one, which strongly encourages the bilateral cooperation. The individual partnership action plan with the alliance agreed by Kazakhstan in January 2006 is the first one agreed between NATO and a partner nation in Central Asia. This agreement is a very important component of the multidimensional policy of Kazakhstan. IPAP is a comprehensive plan aimed at strengthening regional and international security, reinforcement of the process of efficient transformation of the armed forces, interoperability, cooperation in the area of science, civil emergency planning, ecology, combating terrorism. Moreover, it envisages strengthening the political dialogue between Kazakhstan and NATO, practical cooperation including exchange of expertise, military training, participation of NATO exercises, international peacekeeping operations. I would like to express special appreciation to NATO Secretary General, International Secretariat, and missions of member states for their strong support of our efforts in developing and implementing IPAP. The decision to introduce the post of Secretary General's special representative for Caucasus and Central Asia proved to be absolutely correct. We commend Mr. Simmons, who contributes a lot to the new pattern of our relations. Active work of NATO liaison officer in Kazakhstan also promotes the effectiveness and openness of the dialogue. The adoption of the individual partnership action plan with NATO is an important next step in NATO-Kazakhstan's cooperation, and it is fully complies the ideology and objectives of the political and economic reforms in my country. Kazakhstan supports the efforts of the international coalition in Afghanistan, including the NATO-led ISAF operation, and stands ready to be involved in the international reconstruction process in this country. Kazakhstan, while being a recognized leader in Central Asia, is committed to promoting cooperation and integration in the region to strengthen security and stability in our part of the world. Kazakhstan is determined to remain a key partner of NATO and other international institutions in the areas of non-proliferation, disarmament, fight against international terrorism, extremism, drug trafficking, and other threats and challenges. Thank you for your attention.
Minister, thank you very much for your introductory statement. Could I now ask the representatives of the press to leave so that we can start a closed session?